The Treasure in the Forest by H.G. Wells. Read by Stuart Crank. The canoe was now approaching the land. The bay opened out, and a gap in the white surf of the reef marked where the little river ran out to the sea. The thicker and deeper green of the virgin forest showed its course down the distant hillslope. The forest here came close to the beach. Far beyond, dim and almost cloud-like in texture, rose the mountains, like suddenly frozen waves. The sea was still, save for an almost imperceptible swell. The sky blazed. The man with the carved paddle stopped. "It should be somewhere here," he said. He shipped the paddle and held his arms out straight before him. The other man had been in the forepart of the canoe, closely scrutinizing the land. He had a sheet of yellow paper on his knee. "Come and look at this, Evans," he said. Both men spoke in low tones, and their lips were hard and dry. The man called Evans came swaying along the canoe until he could look over his companion's shoulder. The paper had the appearance of a rough map. By much folding, it was creased and worn to the pitch of separation.